I am fucking done. I am done. I am done begging a mother to love me. Done begging him to spend time with me.
I'm done with situationships, with guys who are just using me because, you know, they want to sleep with me.
For the people that are 35, probably more so women, 35 plus, who, you know, they're just like content being single. How? I am 37 and I have definitely struggled in the dating world. You know, I haven't been in a long-term relationship in quite some time, about 5 or so years. I yearn for a companion. I yearn for a romantic partner. And there's times where I'm like, oh, I got to get to that point where I just don't, it's just not on my mind, where I accept like this could be, and be okay with everything else in my environment.
After hitting the wall, modern women over 30 blame men for their loneliness, refusing to accept their own role in driving good men away with their toxic behaviors.
What do you think if a 30-year-old man says he has interest in me? I am 20 years old, by the way. 30 years old for a man, it's pretty young. Mentally, he's your age. It's really up to how mature you are and your self-esteem. If you have high self-esteem and you don't think that people can manipulate you or control you, and you know your worth, then I don't see anything wrong with dating a 30-year-old.
I personally think that men are basically all the same. Men just want a nice, sweet, supportive woman. You don't even have to be that beautiful. Like, don't be fat. Like, go to the gym, eat healthy, put a little bit of makeup on, not too much. But ultimately, men just want a supportive, kind, sweet woman. He's gonna go out there, take on the world, do all these difficult things, and he just wants to go home and know that there's peace, there's food on the table, the house is clean. It's really not that difficult. All men want the same thing.
Modern women over 30 are learning the hard way that years of entitlement and mistreatment have left good men unwilling to engage in relationships that lack respect.
Okay, so it turns out hit the wall is an actual phrase that is being used by men. That means that women are no longer attractive when they hit this wall. I really implore you to go and watch the rest of that video, because she goes on to compare male and female celebrities in magazines and shows that even when they're close to the same age, a woman's photo will show no skin texture, whereas a man's photo will show his skin texture. We're seeing this everywhere, including in social media. We're using filters everywhere. And so we're at the point now where people see a woman in real life and don't understand that that's normal. So there is no wall, but there is a problem when we have airbrushed and filtered ourselves to this level of perfection.
Over 30 and single, modern women regret rejecting men who wanted love and respect, as those men have chosen freedom over the chaos of toxic relationships.
One of the worst mistakes I ever made was thinking I found this man and don't nobody else want him but me, baby. If you ever find yourself thinking that, I promise you, you're wrong. You think because he's not super, super fine and he's not like super rich, and you could tell like he kind of got bullied in high school a little bit, like he not one of them. He's not him for real. He's not him. But you like him and you see something special in him and you want him and you be thinking, oh, I'm safe. Don't nobody else want him.
Hitting the wall hard. Modern women over 30 regret mocking and devaluing men in their youth, as good men have now embraced lives of peace without them.
American men are just leaving those American women behind. Also, for another reason, they don't want children. American women have forgotten that their main purpose in life is literally to procreate and create new life with a man of their choice, or men of their choice. But all they're concentrated on now is dating, pumping up their money, right? From as many Tinder dates as they possibly can, and just staying single, valuing my freedom. Like, I just want to live like how I live and meet different people and have new experiences. But it doesn't really work like that. If you come to England, for example, people have children quite young. If you go to Asia, 16 pregnant, you know, they start families very young. They really value families. American men seem to be, in my opinion, very family orientated. They generally want kids. It's the women that don't. And if anyone wants to explain to me why they think that is, please do let me know. Thank you.
Modern women over 30, now lonely, regret treating men poorly, as those men, choosing self-respect, have moved on to lives free of drama and emotional games.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but men are not jealous of women that make more money than them. They're also not resentful towards the women that make more money than them either. However, They are resentful towards the way that you treat them because you are making more money. How do you expect a man to coexist with a woman that is presenting masculine energy because she's making more money than him? There is absolutely nothing wrong with making more money than a man, but when you start to treat him like he is the woman in the relationship, that is a problem. Men are naturally providers. They want to provide. They will do anything to make sure that they provide for you. But once they feel like they cannot do that for you, you have basically stripped them of their manhood. So now, you making more money is not the problem. It's the way that you choose to act because you do.
Modern women over 30 now realize that their dismissive and entitled attitudes have driven away good men, leaving them to face the consequences of their own choices.
A lot of weird things happen when you are in your mid to late 30s. I've done a lot of work over the years because there's no doubt about it, I've been a toxic person for a lot of my life. I fucked up real bad, and this could have potentially been a really great guy.
I'm so tired of doing "I'm so disappointed by men" videos. Like, I wish I had more to say about that, but these are my true experiences.
So I have started dating again, and I say dating, but like chatting to people. And I was chatting to someone at the end of last month, and it's not really come of anything. We went out a few times, and I'm feeling a bit wallowing a little bit, feeling a bit sad about it, because ultimately I've been dealing with like the rejection side of things. They called things off, and so I've been feeling a bit rubbish.
Going on dating apps is one way to feel absolutely humbled to your core. Anyone that has low self-esteem is feeling a bit low but wants to like pick themselves up again because they're feeling a bit shit about being single, very single. I tell you what, going on dating apps is the worst bloody idea. Every single person that I send a like to or anything like that, it's like they're not even amazingly good looking. You know, like it's the people that are like really, really, like you're like, oh my God, they're absolutely gorgeous. I don't even bother liking them, so I'm like, I'm not going to get a like back, so I just swipe them. But people that I would say, oh yeah, I would say we're like quite evenly matched, no response.
They said men weren't necessary. But now over 30, modern women lament their solitude, as good men, mistreated for years, have chosen self-respect and peace over toxic relationships.
The problems or areas where I'm lacking in my singleness is that, like, I'm not really a fan of dating multiple guys at once. And I think now, especially that I'm older, like, I barely have time for one guy, so, like, juggling multiple men, trying to see which guy is the one, I don't know, I'm just not a